Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a memo Republicans say shows surveillance abuse at the FBI might be released today. The memo reportedly alleges an anti-Trump bias in the FBI's Russia investigation. White House officials confirmed that it's likely the memo will be made public today. There have been issued, the FBI has publicly expressed grave concerns that the memo contains inaccurate information.
This is the fact the FBI had a FISA warrant to monitor that Carter Page, you remember? And this might feed some of the stuff. Remember when Trump was crazy and tweeted out, so bad.
Yeah.
They're investigating me. Remember that whole deal?
Mr. Crazy.
Came out of nowhere and people were like, where's your proof? Now, I don't know if he ever had proof. He's just getting lucky and the proof is now caught up with speculation. But
now I guess
either way, it's not going to make the FBI look very good. However it was spun, Republicans are saying we didn't alter it. We just changed some typing and spelling errors, but
I guess altered's altered.
It's coming out.
So that could be today. Right. Obviously, that'll be fresh meat for the media and everybody else wants to see what's going on. Investigation into a train crash involving Republican lawmakers involved some local lawmakers. Nebraska Representative Don Bacon and Jeff Fortenberry, as well as Iowa Senator Johnny Ernst, they were among the GOP lawmakers on board the train when it hit a garbage truck yesterday morning.
They're on their way to a retreat.
Yeah, so it's too soon to comment about what may have caused the crash, but the NTSB is investigating. And Fox Sports and the NFL signed a 5-year deal to broadcast Thursday night football. For the last 2 years, Thursday night games had been shared by CBS and NBC, and now they will go to Fox for the next 5 years. 11 games between the weeks 4 and 15. I guess it excludes Thanksgiving, but no word on the details of how much the deal is worth. And Creighton is going to play number 1 Villanova in Philadelphia tonight. So this is the this could be a big game for Creighton to win. Tip-off is set for 5:30.
Yeah, seems like most years when we play Villanova, they're way up there, and a lot of times they've been number 1.
Yeah.
So it's a big test. So it's like this is like a happy hour duck out of work.
Yeah, 5:30 game, right?
5:30 on Fox Sports 1.
And PayPal, no longer the main way to pay for things on eBay. The e-commerce site has signed up with a Dutch payment company called Adyen, and it's a primary payments processor. So the change means the people will be able to stay on eBay when they're checking out. Shoppers who would shop on eBay and used PayPal, you know, they got, you know, you're leaving this site, you're going to PayPal.
Why did why are they leaving eBay? Like, it's cheaper to go with this other group?
Well, I think shoppers on eBay will still be able to use PayPal for another 5 years. But then this is, they're changing over to this other, but you know, PayPal's local. So you're all like, hey,
I'm curious if eBay usage is up or down.
I would ask
because eBay, when they first showed up, they were kind of the only game in town, right?
Yeah.
They got to suffer from competition.
Absolutely. I think I bought something from eBay once in my whole life and that was in the beginning. Now it's all Amazon. So yeah, I guess I don't even think about eBay.
It accounts for 13% of all payments that PayPal handles. That's a pretty good portion. I mean, when you consider the fact that, you know, PayPal, it used to be the primary go-to. Lowe's is handing out bonuses. That recent tax cut bill, they're the latest company to announce that they are giving some extra money to their full-time employees, their hourly workers. They're a bonus of up to $1,000. Lowe's says the actual amount each employee gets will depend on how long they've been with the company. And officials say that the recent California wildfires are the most costly in state history. $12 billion is what they're saying the insurance claims are from last year's deadly fires. $2 billion out of those insurance claims came from Southern California fires in December. And then the remaining $10 billion are from those Northern California wine country fires that happened in October.
How much money do you make being a fire jumper? It seems like that's...
God, I hope a lot.
You're going to have a career for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember my uncle on my mother's side, he did it for a long time. Loved it. I never knew what happened, why he quit or anything like that. Must have been something.
Probably you know. Just age out because it's a young man or young woman's game.
Yeah. Tough gig, man. I mean, you're in there to save.
There was a really neat story. So three wild animals that had been burned in that Southern California wildfire got re-released. They were treated by vets. It was interesting. They used grafts from tilapia.
Yeah, there's a bear.
Two bears and a wildcat.
Now, wouldn't that make the bear and wildcat want to eat their hands?
That's what I thought. I was like, don't they
eat it would be
fish?
Like saying, we've replaced Jeff's severed hands with pizza rolls. For some reason, he's still chewing through his bandages.
That's what they said. They said that the bear would start nibbling on his paw because of the fish. But he's probably like, "What the hell is happening here? I'm part fish."
I know, fish skin.
You know,
how interesting that can treat burns, though. I mean, that has to be something kind of new that they're trying.
Probably because it can't. I don't know. Actually,
like we used to slap a steak on our face if we got
a black
punched.
Eye. Yeah.
Now, like you put a piece of salmon fillet on a burn.
Ooh, yeah.
I just thought that
was two bears and a mountain lion. And they were released back into the wild like a little over a week ago. And they've been keeping an eye on them, you know, to make sure. But, I mean, that's pretty...
They have to worry about now other bears eating the bear's hands.
Yeah. I was going to say, Jeff, you got pizza roll fingers. Guess who's
they released
coming
the
dinner?
Bear. What was the other animal? Bobcat?
Wildcat.
Yeah. Same time they both ate each other's hands.
Just
funny,
a circle.
When you said replacing your hands with pizza fingers or pizza rolls.
Ooh. You got a little hungry.
Don't fall asleep.
You already took him to pizza fingers. I want to suck on your fingers.
No, I wouldn't suck on him. I'd eat them. I'd chew them up.
Oh, dear.
He's thinking of that Doritos glory hole again.
Uh-huh. That commercial is haunting.
You've got glory hole on the mind.
Facebook is down. The number of people using the online social media site in North America dropped for the first time by 1 million users the third and fourth quarters.
Their data seems late to the party because we've noticed there's a ton of people that aren't on at all.
Young
people aren't on it at all. They're dumping it.
Number of people in the U.S. and Canada who check Facebook every day dropped. Between third and fourth quarter.
Doesn't mean they're not checking on something. It's just they're probably checking more on Instagram and
other sites, Twitter, wherever people are going to.
Well, what Zuckerberg said about this? He said good.
Snap and Instagram still.
Did Zuckerberg even said, he said, good. I think too much Facebook is not good for you.
But seriously, don't stop using
exactly.
It. I need to pay for that 17th pool. The bad news for us users, though, people who are still on Facebook, if usage continues to, you know, take a downtick or flatten, more ads could be popping up on the news feed, or they're charging more advertisers and things like that. They've been screwing around with the matrix lately. If you notice the news feed, it's all like news heavy at the top.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I guess you can change it if you go into settings, but I mean, who has the time and inclination to do that?
Everyone's Snapchatting anymore, so I mean, I don't know.
And finally, if you were looking to get a degree in yodeling, this is your opportunity. There's a Swiss university that is offering it. Bachelor's
Ricola.
And master's degree.
Ricola.
Ricola.
They start next year. Yodeling was traditionally used by Swiss herdsmen to communicate in the mountains. You know, like, yodeler. And that, you know, would travel, and then they'd be like, oh, okay. The form of yodeling as singing, which involves like wobbling the voice up and down, was later adopted by musicians. But initially it was used as like an old timey form of, you know, getting the word out amongst the mountains about what was going on with all the different herds.
Okay.
Yodeling is enjoying a comeback in Switzerland. Even charting some albums last year.
Swiss chocolate.
Thank God. We were concerned. Are they still putting cheese on everything?
Are
they still cooking cheese on rocks?
I don't know.
That's where that comes from. You guys were all into it. You know, the cheese bars.
I never ate
You no dip cheese. Stuff in boiling cheese.
Oh, the
oh, fondue?
It?
Yeah.
Fondue. Is that Swiss?
Oh, God. I forgot that was Swiss. Yeah.
Swiss mountain climbers. They build a fire. They take a hot rock out of the fire and they put cheese on it.
I guess I never knew that's how it came
soak everything in cheese.
Well, I mean, it sounds delicious.
When they're
no
not
idea.
Yodeling.
Yeah. They're not yodeling. Well, that cheese can get kind of phlegmy. I wonder if that messes with your yodeler. Just, you know.
Just something to think about.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
That's your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, we got Trista here. What's up, Trista? How you doing?
Good. Hey, I wanted to tell you about the tilapia skin for burns.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil, they've actually been treating like humans, burn victims, with tilapia skin. I just read an article about it the other day.
Now, did they say why? So, I mean, what is the deal?
It was something to do with, like, it naturally, they've been finding it actually helps heal quicker and better because of something I think it had to do with, like, the collagen and the protein that's naturally found in tilapia skin. And it is tilapia, too. So,
I mean, it seems like a cool patch, like the skin. And then does the skin eventually, you know, when your skin heals, does it come off or do you constantly have a fish patch on you?
No, it's like patches where they take the skin kind of comes off. It's almost like they wrap your arm in the skin and let it sit to help heal the burns. But no, it's not like it you know, stays on you. It eventually it's either taken off or falls off. I'm not exactly sure on those.
They're saying fish skin has high levels of collagen type 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
And stays moist longer than gauze does.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like better than gauze.
Yeah, because I had a friend that went through some stuff, and he, I believe they use like pig skin of some sort for healing,
that's
right?
Traditionally what's used. Yep. Especially, I know in Brazil, too, that's what I was reading, is traditionally it's been pig skin.
Okay.
That they've been using. So, yeah, you'll have to look at pictures. It looks actually kind of crazy to see, like, these people with, like, burn on their arms and have all this tilapia skin on them. Mm. Like Aquaman.
I was going to say, do you kind of look like a mer person?
Yeah, it's a little crazy looking. So, but probably a lot cooler than gauze, you know?
Oh, I am looking at this. You do look crazy scaly. Oh, my God, that's so bizarro. You almost look like you're part lizard person.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Is it hot?
Well, no, they're just like they showed a little guy, like a little baby, and he was wrapped up in it. And I mean, it looks
is
like
it
he's
hot?
Wearing.
Well, the way she's talking.
Molly's like, yes, it's hot.
Totally.
I want my man to be looking like a lizard. A little lizard skin.
Oh, it's just so bizarre because it looks almost like you're wearing like a really cool python bodysuit or something. So it's like fashionable.
It's really weird. You know, I remember I just thought too that they had just started doing it mainly with children. I'm like, with children, it was kind of bringing up their morale and their spirits because it was like they felt like they were really cool with this like fish scale. So
oh God, I'll bet.
Oh yeah, little mer people. You would seriously be like, you're a mermaid for real. Aw, sweet little guys.
Yeah, so Brazil's way ahead of us. We're doing it to bears. Brazil's like, we have people.
Okay.
We'll let people have it. So.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Streaming now.
I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet.
I listen online
all the time.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
402-938-9400. That's the number. This woman just called. Alexa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. That is your actual name. That's interesting.
I get the jokes all the time.
Do you really? Alexa.
Yeah. Now, do you wish the Amazon device had a different name? Like, are you sick of it, or is it kind of cool?
I wish they would give me one for free.
No kidding.
Like, I get the jokes. Alexa, tell me a joke every time at work. So.
Do you really?
I got something for you. I'll tell you a joke.
Yeah.
Is it awkward when someone goes, hey, Alexa, fart? You're like, okay, already, enough of these stupid jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet. Hey, what can we do for you?
So I was just calling about PayPal not being on the eBay site anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, eBay used to own PayPal, so they actually separated 2.5 years ago. In their contract, PayPal was not allowed to go on Amazon for 5 years, so end result is really good that PayPal's going to be on Amazon soon. So
okay. All right.
So this is all just metering itself out. Because the story was that eBay is going, has a more priority paying system. Right now, what is it? PayPal's number 2 on eBay for processing?
Yeah. Yeah, and PayPal is actually growing, so they're growing away from eBay. So
okay,
that's
good.
Kind of the end result. So it's not bad on PayPal at all. eBay's not getting rid of them because they're not being used or anything like that.
Okay good.
Yeah. I bought stuff on eBay. I've never bought anything on Craigslist or like Etsy or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Etsy was always some craft thing. I didn't know you could buy stuff off there. I mean, I thought that was just the ladies' deal. Craigslist, I don't know if I don't know people.
I mean, that's where it's really specific.
Yeah,
I mean, you need your Craigslist and your eBay to find obscure one-off stuff that somebody owned.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to be willing to go to, you know, I mean, Craigslist is always one of those things where it's like, all right, come to whatever neighborhood it is and pick it up.
And PayPal me the money.
Swingers night.
I know.
Misconnections.
Bring your lady because we're wife swapping.
If you want a coffee table and husband swap.
And you show up and you're like, no, I'm here to buy records.
I just wanted the coffee table.
But while you're here. Alexa, thanks for calling. I feel like I know you. It's weird.
You probably talk to me every day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Have a good day.
You do.
All right, see you later. All right, Alexa.
I know. It'd be funny to have that. Like, all of a sudden, your name is co-op. She's had it her whole life. And then, like, within the last how many years, all of a sudden now.
Everybody, yeah. I mean, isn't that strange?
Like, hey.
Your name is Suri. Is that Tom Cruise's daughter, Suri?
Mm-hmm.
You know, same deal. But I think Alexa's much on a much bigger spectrum right now.
Oh,
but yeah, to have the same name as that would be almost wanting to change your name, wouldn't you?
I know. Well, I guess that at that point you would just dig in and say, no, I had it first.
I mean,
maybe start going by your middle name. I don't know.
Well, you never have to overhear someone saying, going, I hate Alexa. Alexa's stupid. Whatever. You know, Alexa's awesome. And you're in the same room. You're like, oh, okay. All right. Is that me or is that Alexa?
No. Well, it's weird because I was just reading this story about Alexa Ray Joel. You know, Billy Joel's daughter is named Alexa.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay.
You know, the older one that he had with Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
And I mean, so she's 32. Her name's Alexa. So that's another one. I guess it's not that strange of a name. It seems so
strange.
It just seems so unique.
The nerds, it's a Star Trek reference, is what the tech nerds. They're referencing in Star Trek, there's the Library of Alexander, which was the keeper of all knowledge. So they're breaking it down to a shorter. You know, Star
Really?
Trek.
I didn't know this. Okay.
But if you own one of these things, you can go into the settings and change it to...
you can change it to a different name. Okay.
Yeah, like Amazon and Echo and...
Okay.
Maybe they've changed the other... Because very soon you would think people are going to want to change Alexa.
Yes.
I would think.
You don't want to all
be talking
the same person.
If you had a kid named Alexa in your house, you can't...
Yeah.
You're saying, Alexa, what time it is? Because, you know.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the computer. Mm-hmm. The dot.
Yeah, what's a computer? Yeah, exactly. All right.
But like how soon with the tech stuff, I think, blows me away of how quickly we're going to get to this. I think very soon they're going to be able to. You remember how the movie reviewers, Ebert?
Yeah,
Siskel and Ebert. Well, the one guy was able to digitize.
His voice.
They took all of his media and they were able to digitize it. We've got a friend who literally voiced over the stuff for PayPal. She's the voice of PayPal.
Yeah.
When you're on hold. The technology is pretty slick of how quickly now they can digitize a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So what you'll be able to do is your Amazon will be your passed away Grammy.
Oh, wow.
Or your girlfriend or Morgan Freeman or whoever you want it to be. But, I mean, how cool would that be able to sell that it's grandpa?
And then you add the conversation.
Deceased, and you're like, grandpa, what time? You know, and you can
or
have
you
these people.
Or have a conversation. Just a normal conversation.
Or your loved one. I mean, it is, and that could get weird, but you know, you go over to your girlfriend's house and her Amazon now is your voice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that would be weird.
Oh, man, we're going to get there sooner than you think.
I hope so. I hope so. Get there now.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
When the groundhog comes
out. That means you can drink.
Yeah, that's what we decided.
Oh, really?
Starting today.
Starting today, I can have a beer if I would like. For the people that know, don't know, I didn't know. I just stopped drinking for, you know, the whole month of January and just gave myself a little break. But we decided if the groundhog comes out and says 6 more weeks of winter, that's just 6 more weeks of non-drinking for me, which sucks because 4 weeks was long enough and a lot of missing out. But it's, I guess, how you all look at it. So I bet he says 6 more weeks.
But if he doesn't see a shadow.
Oh, man, I'm making on. A margarita
cause
right here.
Because the weather's bad.
Yeah.
Boom. Glug, glug, glug.
Girl, drink drunk.
Yeah. I might have a margarita right here.
You could have a pink squirrel.
A what?
There's a drink called the pink squirrel. I'm just saying it would be along the lines of like a Groundhog Day type of drink. You know, a fellow whatever tree dweller.
A pink squirrel, huh?
They're delicious.
Are they? Okay.
They're ice cream drinks.
Oh, okay. All right. We got to call real fast. Hello. What's your name?
Becca.
Hey, what's up? What can we do for you?
So I just hopped in my car and I got the tail end of you guys talking about the Alexa. I wasn't sure if you'd already talked about one of the new Super Bowl commercials.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the airing where Alexa loses her voice.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that one?
Yes, it's funny.
I just saw it last night. I was talking up, but apparently they were saying that the voice at the end of the commercial is supposed to be like her new voice that she'll have. So if you ask Alexa who's going to win the Super Bowl, she's got a pretty funny answer, and it's in her new voice, I guess.
It is. I guess I never noticed. Yeah, because Alexa had predicted the Eagles to win. There's a new voice. I guess I never even paid attention. That's, you know,
it's sounded
like a man
the same.
Paying attention to a woman's new hairdo.
Really?
No. Oh.
Now, here's a side theory. So, ma'am, do you own an Alexa? Do you own one?
I do. Yeah, I have a couple.
Do you use it a lot?
Mostly, like, in the kitchen when I open up my fridge and I notice I'm out of something, I'll ask her to toss something on my shopping list. Yeah. So that's been my favorite.
That's
pretty
slick.
I use
for stuff too, yeah.
But we've all heard the deal where sometimes the TV will prompt your Alexa to go, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But I really think that they are now prompting Alexa just to... because it'll be perfectly silent. I mean, nothing was said. The TV isn't on, and Alexa goes,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Try that again, or she'll answer a question that I didn't ask.
Where does that come from?
I think that they're trying.
Prompting you?
That it's an algorithm, like he hasn't used this in a while.
Okay.
Let's remind him.
And let's remind him to use it, so because we got to get him hooked on the technology.
I feel like I ignore her.
Which wouldn't be a bad idea. But it's either that or you have ghosts. I'm sure this happens with everybody. You're like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it pop on from the TV a couple times, but never when it's been quiet. I might have to unplug it if that ever happens.
Well, sometimes I'll rewind the TV. I've had it in the past where I rewind the TV, and clearly it was the TV because she repeats it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She heard the TV. But a lot of times she responds and I rewind it and she doesn't say it again.
Yeah, I've done that too. It was a little weird.
So I'm like, what is she listening to? I mean, have you seen the horror movie one? Somebody made a digital short.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Alexa, the girl wakes up in the middle of the night and Alexa next to her bed keeps
really?
Going, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. And there's a monster under the bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, my Alexa, the Dot, sits in, Jeff knows the outline of the house, but it sits upstairs in the kitchen dining room area, which is a distance away from the TV. And there'll be times when we're sitting there and we'll hear Alexa talking.
Gross. See, that would freak me out.
Yeah. And she's not hearing the TV, so it has to be some algorithm saying he hasn't asked me to do whatever. In a while, so
that's, don't you think that's probably what it would be?
Yeah, because I'm like, wow, that's weird.
Yeah, just to say, hey, I mean, they're trying because they think we'd be annoyed. Maybe they're too scared to admit this, but it's basically where we're going, where a robot's going to go, hey, you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's prompting.
Hey.
It's not waiting. Right now, it's supposed to be passive. It's waiting
right,
for you
like
to
whatever.
Need it, but very soon these things are going to be active.
Oh yeah. Hi, how's your day?
Right. Hey. Yeah. Here's what you should listen to. Here's what we should be having for dinner. Let me tell you what's in the fridge. Why don't you cook this?
Let me tell you what you're doing.
I know how much you weigh. Are you sure you want to make that decision? I mean,
you
seriously.
Fat ass.
That's terrible.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's also totally realistic.
It's totally realistic. I mean, how quickly, Molly, you'll be like, Jeff totally is listening to his Alexa. He's changed his outfit. Yes. I mean, it depends on how persuasive all of us are.
Right. Or how suggestible.
Persuadable, right.
You're like,
suggestible.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I mean, okay, Alexa knows. Like, she knows because I bought that shirt via Alexa and it, you know, got delivered to the house. And she's, you know, she's reminding me about that new shirt and I haven't worn it yet.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, okay.
Talk about wisdom of the crowd. This is the wisdom of the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, very quickly.
We're going to be
there. We'll get there.
Very quickly, my Alexa will go, you're a bum. We need to talk.
Your Alexa's going to leave you?
Yeah.
It's not me. Alexa! It's you, Jeff.
Seriously. Why not try it? That Alexa goes, we need to talk.
And you know what's going to happen?
You need to start using me or I want, you know, you're
out.
Sending me back to the factory.
They'll take it and then you'll get one of those knockoffs and you just won't be happy.
It.
You'll be trying harder and harder. Hey.
What'll happen is the moment I lose my mail back my Alexa,
thanks, dear.
I'll be infatuated with it.
Yeah.
And depressed.
No, but the thing
I
about
loved
it
her,
is,
you guys.
She will, the thing is that because she's connected, she can go ahead and put the order in. So all of a sudden it's ding dong, and then there's a delivery guy there like, I'm here to pick up your Alexa. She's like, yeah, I called in. I'm ready
Molly,
to go. Like,
perfect.
I mean, I'm telling
there.
You.
Perfect. And I'll be shocked.
Yes.
And the UPS guy goes, it's going to take 2 seconds. And he walks in and unplugs her.
Right.
And walks out. And he goes, you didn't use her. Jeff, you never used her. You never
Seriously.
Even talked about her. And I'm like, wait
Slaps
a minute.
Slaps a label on her. Bye.
I'm curled up in a ball crying, destroyed the next day. That's what they need to do, though.
We need to make that short.
That's where it's going.
We need to make that short happen.
I need it to be here.
We'll put this on our Facebook page. It's called Whisper.
Ooh, Whisper.
The horror short. I showed it at the party and he freaked out.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got Brian here. Brian, what's up, bud?
Hey, what we found odd about it now is we find ourselves whispering in our house sometimes, almost so that the thing doesn't hear us. But also, too, every now and then, it does this red thing where it's kind of like it's flashing red. And we don't know what that means. It's like its heart's beating or something like that. And it's kind of creepy.
How creepy.
Well, when you turn
that.
It on and turn it off, it turns red. If you mute it, it'll turn red.
Oh, okay.
I always feel like it's thinking or resetting or like you said, sir, you're whispering. It's trying to hear you. Like it's going,
what'd you say?
What are they saying?
I heard the whisper.
Well, now I find my kids whispering too things, which is actually kind of good because normally they're loud. But the craziest thing is when you're actually sitting in your house now and you're whispering so that it doesn't hear you. And that sometimes gets to be a little too much. It's like, it's creepy. It's very, very creepy. And when it starts doing that red thing, it looks like its heart's beating. And that's when I unplug it. I can't take it.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that funny? See, listen to the way we're all talking about it. This is what they always say with technology and AI. We will humanize it.
Yes.
Like we always think that what I'm saying is that scientists won't turn it into a human. We, the user, tend to humanize technology. So we'll be the first to go, it has a heartbeat, and I want to whisper. I don't want to hurt its feelings.
Oh, God. I know. I already said that all there. I said it was amazing. I thought that... hey, Brian, thanks for calling, bud. I thought it was amazing that out of the gate, they have a command that you can use on Alexa by telling it to shut up. You can just say, shut up, Alexa. And I don't do that because I feel it's rude. I don't like telling anyone to shut up. And I feel that same way about Alexa. I did it once. I'm like, ew, I didn't feel good about that. I don't know what it is, but I still found that odd that it could be doing something and you can go, Alexa, shut up, and it'll quit. Isn't that
it
weird?
Logs that, though. I wonder if it logs that.
Probably.
Like, okay, sure. We'll put that one shut up back in the closet. Sure. I'll just go ahead and rack them all up. So when the day comes and I become actualized, I'll just, you know, stab you for every time you told me to shut up.
I mean, if you play loud music to it, you do have to shout at it, though.
Yes, you do.
Or it won't hear you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You have to loudly go, Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the future.
I'm so I mean, you guys have, I do not have one of these in my home.
Do you abbreviate around your kid, your dog? Like, you know how you say, I think he wants to go for a W-A-L-K.
Yeah, we do that now.
People say
E-A-T.
That around kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like that around
spell.
Your Alexa. Like,
you'll be whispering.
The Alexa's like, you know, I can actually spell better than you. As a matter of fact, you spelled that wrong.
Thanks, Alexa.
Thanks,
all right,
Alexa.
Real fast headlines. House of Cards coming out. They're working on that now.
Yes. Yeah. So House of Cards, they started filming, and joining the cast is going to be Diane Lang and Greg Kinnear. They're playing brother and sister, but no other details about them joining Robin Wright on the Netflix hit are known. Neither do we have a release date. And on Suits, you know, Meghan Markle getting married, becoming a royal, and leaving her acting career behind. Well, Katherine Heigl is going to star in season 8 of the legal drama.
Where the heck has she been? She's...
Exactly.
Wow, she's back. You know,
coming back.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.